Welcome to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim with my lovely wife that I way over married, Candace Brim, and we are pastors.
Equally yoked.
And we are pastors at A Glorious Church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And I'm Billy's boy. She's away, so she's letting me play and on the radio, and we're having fun. And we are located in Collinsville, Oklahoma, and we are so excited to have this opportunity. Because great moments are born from great opportunities. I had a coach say that one time.
Amen.
Great moments are born from great opportunities. Now, don't change that dial because we got some really great things that we want to tell you. We have been discussing this week about blessings and cursings. If you had a choice right now, if you're driving your car, your truck, your big wheel, that's one of those toys. But I was thinking of actually a semi.
Yeah.
And you had this choice the rest of your life, this decision, you make it. It's a choice. You want to live from here on out in the blessings or the cursings, which do you choose?
Blessings.
Everybody's going, duh.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
What's interesting is a lot of us who have chose life and were born again are still choosing cursings.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not. Ding. Yeah, listen. Listen, it's a choice. If you are not abounding, because the Bible says faithful is the man or blessed is the man. What does the Bible say about that? A faithful man shall abound with blessings. So the mark of a faithful man is someone who is abounding with blessings. So if you're not abounding like you ought to be, then don't accuse the word or God not being true.
Right.
But check up on your faithfulness. It's a choice. And in Deuteronomy 30, God said this, today I've given you the choice between life and death and blessings and cursings. That's a choice. And he says, I will call on heaven and earth to witness the choices you make. Choose the right choices.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I thought of, oh God, blessings and cursings. Every time I hear that, it's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. Okay. Now listen to this. Romans 12:14, right?
Mm-hmm.
Says this.
Good one.
Bless them that which persecute you.
Mm.
Bless and curse not. Now, everybody's going, oh, yeah, that's a hard one. That's a toughie. Now, wait a minute. Anytime blessings and cursings are there, it's a choice. Don't ever separate blessings and cursings from a choice. Paul says, bless them which persecute you and curse not. Now, here's what the Lord told me when I read that. Never underestimate the power or the importance of how you react to someone who persecutes you. Your reaction is powerful, and it's a choice between blessings and cursings, how you react to them.
Right.
And so I begin to think about this, and I remembered in James 3:10, it says, blessings and cursings coming out of the same mouth. This is what it says in James. It says, this is not right. This needs to stop now, one translation says now. You can't have blessings and cursings come out of the same mouth and live in the blessings. It shouldn't be that way. It's a choice what comes out of your mouth, blessings or cursings. And so I started thinking, but what is Paul and James trying to tell us? Why are they saying don't let blessings and cursings come out of your mouth? If somebody even comes to persecute you, don't let cursings come out of your mouth because it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's a trap. It's a trap. It'll stop the blessings. It'll stop the advancement. It'll stop God's plan in your life on how you react to someone who persecutes you.
Right.
So Paul is saying this, and I get this from the Lord about the importance of your reaction when someone tries to deliberately make trouble for you. And if somebody does this, I realize the temptation to curse them or to come against them. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to help you. It won't help anyone, your family, friends, or the world. It won't be long until you're facing the same situation over and over and over. But on the other hand, if you choose, like God said, blessings are a choice, to do the right approach, speak good words, then your actions will release a supernatural power. Now, It's very easy to bless someone who makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
But how are you responding to those who deliberately try to cause trouble for you? Because the flesh wants to react. The flesh wants to defend yourself.
Right.
The flesh wants to point fingers and accuse. And last I remembered in the Bible, it says the devil is the accuser of the brethren.
Yes.
So we don't want to do what he does. But let's dig into this verse and see what Paul is really saying. Mm-hmm. Now watch this. Oh, I love this so much. Bless is the word euo. You know, this is a Greek words that Rick Renner can really say, but it's two Greek words that come from that word bless. Eu, which is good, and logos, which is words.
Mm-hmm. Good words.
Now watch this. We always say, oh, bless you. Bless. That's all he's talking about. Mm-hmm. He said, speak good words over people who persecute you. Eulogy. Mm-hmm. That's where that word comes from. What is that?
Right.
Good words about the person who they're honoring at the funeral. Eulogy. Paul said, bless them. Speak good words only about them. Now that's a choice.
Right. Yes.
And then he says, curse not. That Greek word, curse not, means verbally curse. Isn't it interesting? It all has to do with verbal.
Mm-hmm.
Bless and curse not. He was talking your mouth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when somebody persecutes you, says wrong about you, did something to you, you should only make a choice of good words and not bad words, because it is a choice you're making. When you choose to say good words, you're staying connected to faith. You're staying connected to the blessings that God has for you. And if you choose bad verbally words to come out, and James said it shouldn't be that way. You should never have out of the same mouth blessings and cursings. I don't care who does what to you.
Right.
And if there's anybody who could say this, it's Paul.
Yeah.
And he says, speak good words and not bad words. I never knew that verse was about words.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that. I just thought it was, oh, bless you.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just, okay, I won't. So I thought about that. And then the Lord says to me, never underestimate the importance of your words when you react to somebody who does you wrong. Woo! Because why? Blessings and cursings are hanging in the balance.
Right.
Why? Because people are witnessing it.
Right.
Just like they did Paul.
Mm-hmm.
They're witnessing just like they did Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't speak any idle words. Mm-hmm. He didn't speak any, thank God.
Thank God.
He didn't stop the plan of salvation and the cross.
Right.
He could have said a lot of bad words about those people, but he didn't. And it fulfilled the ministry and the calling.
Right. Well, you know what? People, when they look at what Christ did in life, what Jesus did in life, they don't stop and say, you know, Jesus had the choice just like we did. He was in the same position. He could have said, nope, Father, I'm out. I'm done. I'm not doing this for the people. He had the choice. He had the choice to speak when they brought him before, and he chose not to speak, not to defend himself. He had that choice at that moment, just like we have a choice in every day of our life.
Candy, he said on the cross, bleeding to death.
Right.
Beaten.
Mm-hmm.
Broken bones and ribs.
Right. Father, forgive them.
He said, Lord, forgive
them, for they know not
what they're doing.
Right.
He wouldn't even say it then.
No. And he had
coming out of our mouths?
Right.
Blessings or cursings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't know. You don't know how they did. Okay. All right. That's your choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
you know what you just chose? To live in cursing.
But
you're going to heaven.
You know, Jesus could have said himself, well, you don't know what they did to me. You don't know, you know, just like
Paul
we do.
Paul could have done it.
Paul, you know, even Paul talks about in the Bible where he wants to do good, but he does with the flesh and blah.
Yeah, he deals with the flesh. It's a choice.
He talks about that struggle. We all go through that struggle in life. Yeah. We all have that. But it's the choice at that moment when you are done wrong. What are you going to say? What are you going to do? My choice, now I don't always do this right. I'm not perfect, and none of us out there are perfect. So if you have had a situation in your life where you've done wrong, well, it's in the past. You apply the blood of Jesus to it, and you go on. You take this moment that you're at right now, and you decide, I'm going to choose blessings. And just like Paul said, I fight that flesh back and forth, what I'm okay. going to do. But they always chose the blessing.
So now let's see if everybody here agrees on this, because we've got other people in here. When God said blessings and cursings, choose. Mm-hmm. So it's not just I choose blessings
mm-hmm.
and then it's over.
Right, right.
Because two Sundays from now, you can go, I chose them two Sundays ago and I still don't see them.
Right.
So the choice of blessing or cursing is not just a confessional choice. It's a choice. Now watch this. To be a blessing.
Right.
It's
yes.
a choice to live uh-huh. and speak the blessings.
Mm-hmm.
When he said choose blessings, he was saying choose the lifestyle of it.
Yes.
Choose the words of uh-huh. it. Choose the heart of it.
Mm-hmm.
Be a blessing.
Yeah.
Don't be a cursing.
Right.
Speak blessings. Don't speak cursings. Live in the blessings, not the cursings.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lifestyle.
Right.
Have you been a blessing lately? Have you been a blessing lately?
Right.
Have you said blessed words to someone even when they didn't deserve it?
Mm-hmm.
That's who God called you to be. And you know what's in mm-hmm. the balance? Your blessings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your calling, mm-hmm. what God has for you. I believe there's people listening right now all over mm-hmm. the United States that it's life and death for mm-hmm. you right now
mm-hmm.
on the choices you make. Mm-hmm. You may have said years ago, I choose blessings and bless your heart. You know, you just hadn't seen them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's not just that choice. It's the lifestyle of being and saying of blessings and cursings.
Right.
So once you stop the cursings, you dam up, like a dam with
mm-hmm.
a river,
mm-hmm.
all of that bad stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you open up the blessings.
Right, the floodgates.
The floodgates mm-hmm. of what God has for you.
Right.
So stop the bad words.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the bad actions. Make that choice.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's not... like what you're saying, it's not just saying it, I receive the blessing.
Yeah.
It's putting action behind the words that you're speaking.
Yeah. I got an opportunity I'm not bragging on myself, but it affected my son, and I was so thankful that I was led in Walmart.
Yeah.
I saw a couple who may look like they needed help, so I bought their groceries. And
mm-hmm.
and he came home from school, and he showed me this YouTube video of this guy giving this homeless person $1,000, and mm-hmm. he just bawled, and they both were bawling, hugging each other in the street,
mm-hmm.
and it affected my son.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, Caleb, I was able to be led and used by God to be a blessing. He goes, really? He goes, I want to do that. And I thought, that's the compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Every time there was a miracle, Jesus moved with compassion. And we need to be compassionate. Blessings.
Right.
Blessings.
Right.
We're here
right.
to be blessings.
Because we're being
and
watched.
And you're not seeing the blessings? Choose to be a blessing. Thank you for joining in to welcome. Thank you for joining in to Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Candace Brim, and I'm Chip Brim, Billy's boy. And we are a glorious church fellowship where we train champions for Christ. If you'd like to meet with us, call us at 918-371-4589. Until next time, God bless.